This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. Joining us is Michael Glasser, president of Pano, to talk about a number of topics. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. How are we, Neil?
Doing fine. Michael, let me first ask you about the state of recruiting. You and I have talked about this before. Obviously, it's top of mind for a lot of folks. What are you seeing?
Well, there's kind of good news and bad news on that. We are hiring a little more than we have been in the past, and that's good. Our retention is probably about the same, and our attrition is about the same. So the net in the end is we're kind of breaking even. And unfortunately, sometimes breaking even on numbers is different because, as you know, we don't hire police officers. We hire recruits, and then they spend 6 months in the academy. And if they graduate, then they spend 4 months in field training. And if they go through that, then they're police officers after 10 months. So, you know, we don't have a direct one-for-one replacement. When somebody leaves and we hire somebody, you can't say it's an even swap because it isn't. And then, of course, you're losing someone with experience if they retire or quit or go somewhere else, and you're replacing them with a brand-new rookie. So it's not an even swap. Numerically, we're pretty close, but experience-wise, we're at a deficit.
Yeah, that experience vacuum or void is critical to proactive, intelligence-led policing, right?
That's correct. I mean, yeah, you lose that. There's no substitute for experience, and unfortunately, we're losing that every time someone leaves and we replace them with a brand new recruit.
Do you see that changing anytime in the near future? I mean, this is not unique to NOPD. Let me start out that way, right? I mean, this is something that departments across the country are experiencing. I'm just kind of curious. I mean, it was always difficult. You always had to stay on top of it. I'm curious whether or not we see an end to this and if there's anything that you're reading or hearing from around the country.
Well, I don't see an immediate end to it. I think the problem is we've caught up in a lot of ways to the financial end of it. We've caught up. The pay is much better than it was. The benefits are good if we can keep that going in the legislature. We've had some issues with the retirement at the legislature, but so far the governor has helped and it's holding our own with that. The problem we have, obviously, is the same thing that everybody has. Policing has taken a really big hit in social circles and public mores, and you know that's the thing we have to overcome. Is it has to become something that's attractive to people to do, and it was vilified for such a long time in the last few years that's the hurdle we have to overcome, and that's nationally.
Yeah, I do see a little bit of a change, and you tell me whether or not I'm wrong. You know, for a long time, we seemed to tolerate battery on a police officer, interfering with arrest and things of that nature. There seems to be a little bit of a shift in the way that we see that, you know, running from the police and things of that nature.
Well, we just had recent legislation on that, making it illegal to interfere with an officer within a certain number of feet during an incident, which was very, very necessary. You would think you wouldn't, because we had laws that kind of covered that, but having it explicitly stated and expressly put in the legislature was important. And that is an important issue. Once again, we have to operate with what the tools that we have, and we appreciate people's rights and so forth, but at the same time, we have a job to do, and we have to protect the rest of the public, and we need the backing and support of the people for that.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Michael, Troop NOLA comes into town. They've been, I think, they've increased their numbers a little bit, which is good. How, from you guys' perspective, it seems as though they're really contributing in a big way. Your thoughts?
Well, they are. We're working with them on a number of levels. We have some initiatives going that they are supplementing on, and they're doing some good work. And unlike the past, where I think they were put there for a lot of, let's just say, I don't want to say show, but they were there to make people feel better about it. But they did some work, but now they're really, really doing some good work with us. And they're implanted in the districts, and they're implanted in our plainclothes units, and they're doing some really good work. And I got nothing but good things to say about them at this point.
I got to imagine that's helped with morale, right? I mean, I and the reason I say this is that not only Troop NOLA, but I see the rank and file actually producing higher solution rates. And, I love when I hear about arrests being made within 24-hour period of time, and things of that nature. And I'm seeing more and more and more of that, which is, I think, an incredible feat to overcome. It's hard work, and I know that it just doesn't come easy, and I think that's huge.
Well, as you know, we have two major mandates. One is we try to prevent crime in the first place, and in those circumstances where we don't, then we try to solve it as quickly as possible so we prevent the next one and get justice for the one that occurred. And that's happening. You're exactly correct. Our numbers are very, very good. There is a national trend in many areas of violent crime where they're down in a lot of cities, but ours is like double what most other cities are. And that downward turn is somewhat synergistic, because as we handle less crime, the ones we do handle, we have more time and ability to dedicate our resources to, so we solve them faster, and when we solve them faster, we prevent the next one. So it's a good cycle to be in, and we're doing very, very well.
Obviously, Super Bowl, it's good to have it, but it can be a major distraction as well. You guys, I know y'all, there's a lot, people have no idea the amount of preparation for that event. I mean, I've participated in several. And it's can be a load for an organization. What are y'all seeing so far?
Well, that's exactly right. And as I know you know from prior experience, that the Super Bowl itself, and every year it gets more so, but the Super Bowl itself is probably the most secure event you will ever see. And whether it's this year or next year, this year more so than last year, and next year more so than this year. We have every federal agency, every state agency, every local agency is involved. There are constant meetings. The security is going to be amazing on this. And, of course, we have a lot of construction. I'm sure people see it going on Poydras Street and within the dome, inside, outside, and all the agencies working together. It will be a very secure event, and it takes an enormous amount of effort to do that. And, of course, why do one event when you can do two? So we have Mardi Gras at the same time, because that's the way we do things in New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, we don't want it to just be hard. We wanted it to be really hard, right?
That's it. Why not?
Absolutely. There was a story the other day, and I've talked about this a lot, the inability of the city to pay vendors on time. And as a result, it gets harder and harder to get vendors willing to do work. And I was really disheartened to see this Fox 8 News story about the 6th District Station, other police stations, window units hanging out of these stations, can't seem to get the vendors to get air conditioning in there. You know, it's hard to motivate people when you can't provide the basic necessities, you know, in order to do their job. And when people want to avoid going to the district station, that's even a bigger problem. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, we tell people that we are a progressive police department and a model for the rest of the country. And in many ways we are, but in some ways, not so much. You know, in our district, we have 8 district stations. For those stations, you know, the second is new. The fourth is brand new. The fifth is new. The seventh is good. In the eighth, it's a very old building, but Cops 8. Is an organization that helps the police out down there, and they have done an amazing job getting the 8th District in shape. That's good. The 3rd is reasonably functional. It has a couple of problems, but they're solvable. Now, the 1st and the 6th, I can tell you, I worked there 25 years ago during Katrina, before Katrina. Those buildings were terrible 25 years ago. Katrina and the next 20 years did nothing to fix it, and unfortunately, that is correct with the vendors and so forth, and we wait until parts become either non-existent or obsolete, and air conditioning and other things cannot be repaired, and then we're stuck. And now it's a matter of Band-Aids, like you say, putting window units in, and then the windows were never designed to accommodate it, so the windows leak, the roof leaks, there are vermin in there, the plumbing doesn't work, the pipes are old. Frankly, those buildings need to be demolished, and we need to build new ones. But as long as they keep trying to make it work, we're going to have that problem.
What is the issue? I don't understand. I mean, you know, you got to maintain your infrastructure. And if you don't maintain it, it gets away from you. And it looks like a number of these facilities are getting away from the city.
Well, like I said, 2 of the stations, the rest of them aren't bad, but two of the stations, the 1st and the 6th, are horrible. And unfortunately, here's the here's the litmus paper test. Look at headquarters. We had to abandon headquarters, okay, yeah, and move to Poydras Street for the exact same reason, because things don't get repaired and maintained as they go along. We wait until it becomes critical mass, and then by then parts are obsolete or don't exist, or the companies went out of business, or now it's impossible to fix, or it's cost prohibitive to fix it. And that's where we are. So when you got to abandon headquarters, what does that tell you?
Yeah, and then look at City Hall. I mean, nobody wants to go
and,
there
and
either,
City
right?
Hall. I didn't even bring that up, but you're right. City Hall, another good example.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just a lack of focus, too, right? I mean, you got to make it a priority. If you don't make it a priority, if you don't care about it, I mean, you have to provide a nice, clean, working space. It's efficient. You know, you get the toilet paper in there every day, the hand towels, the this, cleaning services. Because you build them because they're going to be utilized, but you know if you're not maintaining them, you're not gaining anything. And my experience, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and please do, It's a true morale buster if you don't give people a nice place to go do their work and park themselves and get it done.
You know, Newell, it just has to be functional. We're not looking for Star Wars technology. We're looking for plumbing. We're looking for bathrooms that work. We're looking for a reasonable amount of air conditioning in an equatorial environment. We're looking for some heat in the winter when it does get cold. And we're looking to not be rained on when it rains every day at 2 o'clock. You know, so we're looking for those things. We're not looking for pie-in-the-sky technology. We're looking for just those things. And when you come to work and you have to shut the station down because it's inhabitable, okay, that's not good for morale, and it doesn't emphasize the fact that we're a 21st century police department.
Yeah, you're so demanding, Michael Glasser. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm asking for so much.
Yeah, I don't mean to make light of it, but you got to laugh to keep from crying sometimes. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, when I saw the 6th District Station, which was not built that too terribly long ago. I mean, it's more modern than some facilities with window units in it. I was like, oh my God, what's going on here? I mean, I just couldn't believe the vision.
Well, it's not just the age of the building, and you're right, it wasn't that old. It's just when you don't maintain it and you don't keep it up, you wait till things go catastrophic, and then you have a problem. You wait, you know, you don't repair the roof when it starts to be a problem. You wait until it caves in, and then you can't fix it. That's the problem we have, and that's the way we do business here sometimes, and this is the outcome.
Yeah, it's a shame. Michael Glasser, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the work you do. We appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thanks. It'll be decadence weekend. We'll be busy. Thank you.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. Michael Glasser, president of Pano. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app